Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor of the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Have You Heard God's Audible Voice Already in Progress?
You know, I was talking to a young lady this last week, and she told me, she says, you know, since I've been associated with this ministry, I've heard y'all say over and over, different ones of you, that you have heard God's voice.
Amen.
And she said, so I asked my father, which is a Baptist preacher, have you ever heard God's audible voice? And he says, no, and I don't think anybody else has either. So I prayed for him. That Lord, you will speak to that man and you'll let him know that you do speak to people, and he speaks many ways, not just one way. I mean, you know, God, he's more diversified than that. I want to ask this question, and I want y'all to look around. First of all, I want to know how many of you in this room know beyond a shadow of a doubt you are a Christian. You believe in Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Okay. You know beyond a shadow of a doubt that Jesus is your Lord, and that you have accepted him as your Savior, and if something happens and you die, you're going to heaven. You know that, right?
Amen.
Yeah, but the reason I asked that question is because we went to a viewing of one of the ladies that used to work with us for years. Her brother, which was 72, he had a little dizziness the other morning, and he didn't feel real good, so they took him down to the hospital, and he passed out, and that was it. He's over, gone. 72 years old, and he, you know, we went to the viewing Friday night, and there his 72-year-old body's laying there with no spirit in it. He's gone. So he's dead. Now, if I can only say that's the best way to go. You know, you don't have to go to a hospital. You don't have to go to a doctor. You just hang it up and go home to be with Jesus. That's the way I want it to work for me. But I just wanted to make sure that all of you here know that Jesus, because, you know, he didn't have time to talk about it much. You know, he just went down there and they said, what's wrong with you? And he said, well, I got the feeling of kind of woozy earlier today, kind of like I'm feeling right now. And all of a sudden, he just fell over on the floor, and it was over. His life was gone. Don't take long to die, does it, Tony? Boy, it can be quick and can be sudden, you know, so we don't want to tell people, oh, everything's okay, you can wait till next Sunday or next month or whatever. You don't want to wait till next month, do you, Mary? I mean, if you don't know Jesus today, you want to know Jesus today, right? Absolutely, because none of us are promised another day. How many of you in this room now, I'm talking now about audible. You know beyond a shadow of a doubt you heard God speak to you. How many of you have had that in your life? Okay, wow, that's a bunch of you. Now, I'm telling you, it's kind of like it was when I was asked to come speak at the Bill Gothard Conference in 2004, I believe it was. Bill Gothard has a huge ministry, but it doesn't operate in the gift of miracles. He heard about one of the guys that come from his healing school or come from his place to my healing school, and got healed, and then he began to talk to him about me, and he called me one day and wanted to know how I got people healed. I told him I used the Word of God. The Word. Just the Word. God sent his Word and healed us. Is that what he said? So anyway, I told him I used the Word, and he says, So anyway, we talked about that at great length, and then one day we're driving down the road in a little red car with two guys in the front seat and me and Bill in the back seat, and he says, Thurman, I've heard you say many times you've heard the audible voice of God. I said, yes, I have many times. He said, you know, I've been in ministry 50 years, and I have never heard that authoritative or audible voice of God. So I said, he said, in fact, I don't know anybody besides you that's ever heard it. I said, well, Bill, let me ask you a question. Have you ever asked anybody if you've ever heard the audible voice of God? He said, I guess I haven't. I said, well, we got two guys here driving the car, one guy driving, one guy sitting here in the front seat. I said, guys, let me ask y'all a question. Have either one of you men ever heard the authoritative, audible voice of God? And the driver said, I have. The other guy said, I have not. I said, oh. I said, how many times have you heard it? He says, once. I said, oh, wow. I said, would you mind sharing with us what the Lord shared? He said, no, I'd be happy to. So he told us exactly what happened. And it's amazing, since that happened to him, it didn't happen to me. I don't remember what he said. So that's not a problem. But we go on up to the scene, and whenever God speaks to you, you remember. I mean, it burned indelibly into your spirit, right, Lord? So anyway, we go on up to where we're getting ready for the teaching that morning. And of course, there's two beautiful young ladies, about 20, 21, 22, somewhere along there, in the studio there, that's trying to make me and Bill look a little better with the makeup. You know how they do that? So anyway, we sit down there in those two chairs, and those girls are making us up. And I said, oh, by the way, girls, I said, both of you girls know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Now, they work for Bill Gothard, so I'm assuming the answer is going to be yes. And it was. And they said, both said, yes, we know Jesus as our Lord and Savior. I said, have either one of you girls ever heard God's audible voice? Immediately, one of the girls said, I have. The other one said, I have not. I said, now, Bill, look at this. Just from driving down the road in the car, two of the men that was in the car with us, one of them had heard God's audible voice, one of them had not. We come up here and park and come in here and sit down in a chair. One of these girls has and one of them has not. So I said, isn't that amazing, the number of people? And he said, you know, it's amazing how that all of a sudden now you're seeing people everywhere that's heard God speak to them, and I'd never heard of anybody until now. And he said, Veronica, he knew her. He said, Veronica, would you mind sharing? How many times have you heard God's voice? She says, twice. And he said, and you're only 20 years old. He said, would you mind telling me what happened? And she said, I'll be happy to, sir. Said, I was 4 years old. I had been put to bed, and I was laying in my bed. And I'm laying there trying to go to sleep at four, and I hear a voice, Veronica, Veronica. So she said, I jumped out of my bed and I ran down the hallway and run up to my daddy's bed and said, Daddy, did you call me? He said, no, honey, I never said a word. But Daddy, I heard you. He said, honey, I didn't say a word. So she said, Daddy takes me back down, puts me in bed, hugs me and gives me a little goodnight kiss and tells me to go to sleep. So I lay there, and I'm laying there a few minutes, and all of a sudden I hear, Veronica, Veronica. So she said, I know that's my daddy's voice. So I jump up and I run down to the room. I said, Daddy, you called me again? And he said, honey, would you please go to bed? I didn't say a word. Now Bill Gothard is listening to this. This girl's telling this story. And so she said, so I go back down and I get in my bed and I'm laying there thinking, I know I heard a voice. And all of a sudden I hear a voice says, Veronica, Veronica. And I said, who is calling my name? Veronica, it's God. Lord, what do you want me to do? It's time for you to accept me as your Lord and Savior at four. So she crawls off to the side of the bed and asks Jesus to come into her heart at four. Bill said, that's the most awesome story I ever heard. Said, you should have been telling everybody this, girl. She said, nobody ever asked me. Sometimes you don't get answers if you don't ask. People just don't go around saying, I heard God's voice, unless you're me. Me, I go around telling people all about, hey, I heard God's voice. He spoke to me. Let me tell you what he said. You know why I do that? I want people to know that the God that we serve does talk, and he tells us great and wonderful things. And I've heard his voice so many times, and you can't put him in a box. So anyway, as we talked together over the next 3 months, as all of you know, that when I went out to speak that morning and made God's Power, the teaching that we have back there on CD called God's Power, that's a one-hour teaching, and that is probably one of the most anointed teachings that I've ever done. When I have a man sitting here on the front at a healing school from Kansas the other day, said, my wife handed me that CD and told me, said, honey, would you please listen to this? He said, I listened to it, and said, after I listened to it one time, I listened to it again and again. And he said, I've now listened to God's Power 35 times. And he said, I love that teaching. And he said, I carry those teachings with me, and I give one to every man I know. And his wife said, you know why he gives it to every man? I said, I have no idea. She said, my husband was a great man of God all years I've known him. He's been a great husband, a good man. A woman couldn't want to ask for a better husband than my husband. He's a great man. But she said, when he listened to God's Power, She said, he become a super great man. He's not just a good man anymore. He's super great. He said, Thurman, I knew God and how real God was, but when I listened to that CD, I began to realize he's standing right there and living right in there, and he's listening to everything I do. And so said, I want to be a better husband to my wife. I want to be a better man to the people around me. He said, I want to be a man that demonstrates who God and his love is. If I can make something that will touch men like that, I want to do that. Isn't that a good thing to do, Tony? I love making things that will touch men's heart. I mean, even Franz told me one time. I'll tell you how it happened. One Saturday night, Cheryl and I went out to eat with a couple. And when we got back to the airport, my phone rang, and it was Franz. He was on the phone. He said, Thurman, I need you to pray for me. I have a tumor underneath my tongue. And he said, it looks awful. In fact, he said, I panicked when I saw it, when I felt it. And I started to go to the doctor, and I thought, how many times have I heard you say, give Jesus first chance? Don't go to a doctor first. Go to Jesus first. Is that what you told me, Franz? So anyway, he said, I need you to pray for me, Thurman. Said, when I first saw this thing under my tongue, I thought I better go get my will and everything all up to date because I'm probably ready to go home. He said, it looked that bad. So when he called me, I told him, I said, well, I want you to remit your sins. He said, I've got all my sins confessed. I know that. So he said, I've already done that. I've confessed all my sins. I said, okay, Father, in the name of Jesus, I remit my sins. I remit my wife's sins. And this couple that's in this car with us, I remit their sins. And now, Lord, I'm asking you to wash all of us in the blood. And then when he washes us in the blood, he can, amazing how he can make something so dirty get so clean with blood. But he can do that, can't he? And so I asked him to do that. So now then that I've asked the Lord for us to be clean and pure and holy, I know he heard my prayer and I know he answered my prayer. He always does. And so then I prayed the prayer of faith for Franz. And I told him, I said, now Franz, you're healed. I guarantee it. I'll see you at church tomorrow at 2:00. I was sitting back there on the back row about 1:30, 1:45. And Franz comes walking in, comes running up to me, grabs me and hugs me and kisses me on the cheek and says, Pastor, you really know how to make Jesus real in a guy's life.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Have You Heard God's Audible Voice? Or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.